I have Professor Paul Slovic here doing an interview at the Convention Centre. And Paul, we might start off by asking you, how did you get into this area of work, looking at genocide? And
it was a long, slow process of evolution in my thinking, where I realized that some of the research I was doing on sort of different types of topics really was relevant to this problem. Combined with becoming aware of certain genocides that were happening in the world and that no one was doing anything about. So I just tried to then sort of connected some basic research to what was happening in the world.
Yeah. Well, we're always fascinated when people are doing really worthy pieces of research, whether they're getting paid to do that.
Uh-huh.
Do you get money? Do you have funding to be able to do this work?
Only recently a little bit. I mean, I work completely on what we call soft money. I work on research grants, and I've done that for a long time. So I had research grants to study how people think about risk, and that's where some of the basic elements came from. And recently I have some funding to look at the psychology of compassion. And, you know, why do people help other people in some cases and not in others? So I have some modest research funding for this work.
So you come up with the ideas for the research and then seek funding from funding bodies.
Exactly, yes, like the United States National Science Foundation funds some of this work. And then there's a private foundation also that funds a bit of it.
Yeah.
So in my... I'm at the University of Oregon, but I don't take salary from the university. I'm paid from a private research institute called Decision Research, and that organization is completely self-funded. We have no steady sources of funds. It's all on research grants, so we have to write proposals and hope that someone will fund them.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's hand to mouth.
That's right. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And so have you got a big team of people working on things, or do they come
No, we, I work with small groups of people.
Yeah.
And I have colleagues in other parts of the country and in other countries of the world that I work with.
Yep.
And in today's world, you can communicate easily around the world.
Yeah.
So we have a small team of people from different places.
You've been doing this work for years, or work on risk, because I read papers from years ago that you'd written on risk.
Probably. I've probably been doing it since before you were born. I've been doing this for 50 years.
Okay, so we've looked at how do you find the time and the resources to do this work. What kind of personal qualities do you think and professional skills have been most useful to you in this work? Compassion?
I think persistence.
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 For getting your grant money.
Right, and also, belief in what you're doing, independent of external rewards or reinforcements.
Yeah.
That you just have to
so believing that it is really important to find some answers to the questions
right,
of how to make
that's
people...
Right, and be willing to... to study it and do it regardless of whether there's any money or not to do it, or whether it seems to be changing the world or not. Just doing it because I think it's the right thing to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's your research. Do you do any teaching work as well?
I work with students individually as a research advisor. I was working as a researcher for 22 years before I joined the university. And then I taught in a classroom for a few years, and then I decided to pull back and go back into research full time. So so I'm not in the classroom, but I do work with students a lot.
Yeah.
I like to do that.
Yes, and so that would be students working on their own research?
Yes, on master's and PhD theses or honors theses.
Yeah.
And I'm their advisor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is your research work, and a lot of it's on, at the moment, on compassion and has been in the past, how people understand risks. Is there also work, do you also do things in your personal life that are related to the sort of research interests you've got, like advocate personally for laws to be made around, you know, that?
Well, I try it. I don't draw a distinction between what I do as a researcher and what I do outside of work, because it's all the same. It's all about, you know, what's going on in the world, and if I have some knowledge or insight that I think is relevant to some problem, then I want to try to have an impact. It's not a matter of this is work and this is not. It's all, and this is what I do. So the last few years, as I've done research on genocide, I'm also involved in a community group that is organized to work on in the area of concern about Darfur. So we have a local Darfur coalition that has been trying to raise awareness about Darfur, is trying to communicate with political officials, trying to raise money to send, you know, humanitarian aid to the refugee camps. And this is all a community organization. Bring speakers in, this sort of thing.
Great.
So it's just another manifestation of trying to work on this issue.
Yes. And do you actually have a Sudanese population in Oregon?
Not really. Mm. No, we don't.
Yeah. And what would you say then to somebody who wanted to get into this area, a psychologist who was wanting to get into this area?
The area of research on, like, humanitarian causes in general, or just to you know, get a good background in basic psychological principles, and, you know, cognition, attention, memory, judgment, and decision making. I mean, you have that as a background, and then just to become, to educate yourself about these kind of social, political, legal aspects. I mean, it's a challenge because you have to cut across disciplines. You can't just do it from psychology. You have to know something about these other disciplines, and I'm finding that a challenge, because the legal and institutional aspects of these problems are daunting and complex, and it's a whole different world. I mean, I come from a world of psychology, and I'm familiar and comfortable in that world, and I don't know as many people in international law or human rights law and policy, and so I'm having to try to learn that, and also to meet people and communicate with them, and I'm finding that a slow process, because I think that's essential for extending the work that I've done and kind of having an impact, is it has to then connect with the people who can actually change the world in this regard.
Yeah.
And that I haven't been very successful at yet.
Yes, because it's slower work.
Right.
Well, thank you very much. Well, that's the end of our questions.
Okay.
Thank you. And
thank you
also very much for your presentation this morning. It was terrific.
You're
and I'm
welcome.
So thrilled that the ICAP Congress started off with your presentation
on
genocide.
Thank
I think
you.
It was wonderful.
I was very happy that they invited me, and it's nice to be here.
Yeah.